Just a week and a half from now, the UAW contracts with GM, Ford, and FCA will expire. In a column posted just a short time ago at DetroitNews.com and to be published in the Friday edition of the Detroit News, business columnist Daniel Howes points out some major differences in these contract talks. And Daniel, you've covered a lot of auto talks, and you're saying the pace and tone of this year's bargaining is remarkable. How so?
Well, it's quiet, for one thing. You know, in the past, we would have UAW presidents take to the airwaves of some local radio stations and call out, in some cases, executives by name and say, these guys are, this so-and-so is a problem, you got to get rid of him. You've had, you know, Ron Gettelfinger was famous for getting on another AM station and saying, you know, this is what's going on. It was his way to reach the media and to reach his members. The other thing that was a wild card a lot of people were afraid of, particularly in the UAW, was how Facebook and Twitter were going to be used or abused in this contract session, and so far it really hasn't, and it hasn't whipped up a lot of false controversies and problems. But a lot of this really speaks to the style of President Dennis Williams, who for the last decade has been a director of Navistar International Corporation. He's been inside the boardroom. He sees how things are done, how mistakes are made, how mistakes are fixed. And he's brought some of that mindset to running the UAW, and that's very different. And I think the people inside the auto companies are really reacting positively to it, and it's a very work-a-day, let's-get-it-done kind of atmosphere.
This business-like approach, and you say that Dennis Williams is rewriting the playbook, and clearly this business-like approach is leading to things like the systematic removal of some of these barriers to ratification.
Yeah, it was just a few weeks ago, I think, we talked about what some of the barriers were, and, mm-hmm. and I said to you at the time that I thought the fate of Michigan Assembly in Wayne, which is a landmark plant for Ford, and it's kind of an example of how it moved from building big gas-guzzling SUVs to small compacts and hybrid vehicles, and now we know that their plan is to bring the Ranger, a small pickup, a midsize pickup, and bring it back to Wayne. And that's been dealt with before the contract is even expired. The other one is in Toledo, mm-hmm. where they've been building the Wrangler, Jeep Wrangler, since the beginning of time, and they feel very strongly that the Wrangler must come from Toledo. It must be built in Toledo, and that there was talk that the next generation was going to have to be built somewhere else. And it appears this week that they've reached an agreement on what's going to happen and how they're going to move product around. And while the Jeep would move from one plant to another in Toledo, it would still be in Toledo. And I think that's really important. And both of those things would have been potential bars to ratification, I think.
And out of this business-like approach, as you call it, might come a pretty groundbreaking approach to one of the really big issues, and that's health care cost. Tell us more about this pool health care coverage idea.
Well, it's interesting. Dennis Williams he floated this a little bit in June. He told the Detroit News in more detail last month what he envisioned. But it would basically pool all active and salary workers in one health care pool. So it would give them bigger buying power. And this is an outgrowth of what the union has learned managing the retiree health care trust that was first put together, I believe, in the 2007 contract and then refined over the succeeding years. And essentially the UAW and its board has been managing that and has learned a lot and gotten a lot smarter about how to manage costs. They've, in fact, been able to restore certain kinds of coverage like dental and vision, and they're in the process of restoring hearing coverage for the retirees. Mm-hmm. So they've learned ways to manage the money, and I think Dennis Williams' take on this whole thing is it's, quote, our money, meaning it's money that's set aside for UAW health care, and therefore we need to have a bigger stake in managing it, which I think is really interesting. It's more activist in the sense of it's looking out for the members. It's not, you know, telling the companies, you have to take care of our people. It's the union saying, we're going to be part of this, and we're going to look for solutions that are going to help you manage costs and help us deliver better coverage. And one of the things he's trying to do is get economies of scale, meaning the more bodies that he's got in that pool, the more pricing power he has in the marketplace. And it's interesting, Bill Ford Jr., the executive chairman of Ford, said yesterday, yeah, we're looking at it. General Motors has confirmed that, yeah, we're looking at it. That doesn't mean it's going to be in the agreement, but it is not something that is dead on arrival. And I think that's very interesting, and it shows a certain entrepreneurialism of the UAW.
So we've got this big home stretch leading from Labor Day to the following week when the contracts are up. And both, as Dennis Williams and his team and company bargainers, as you say, have a tough balancing act to pull off in this home stretch.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, Dennis has got to get what's perceived to be a fair agreement. He's got a lot of issues in terms of base wage increases that people expect, and I think we'll probably get in some way, shape, or form. He also has to make sure or ensure that the agreement that comes out on the other side is deemed to be competitive. Wall Street, on the other hand, is going to be looking at the companies to see, you know, are these guys, have they really got religion? Are they really the new Detroit? Are they really going to remain competitive, or are they going to go back to their old ways, which a lot of people expect when you're in a market that's 17 million plus units a year and these companies are making tons of money in the United States. So it's a difficult balancing act, to be sure. I think we have to kind of see what happens. Labor Day will be interesting. There will be a parade. Dennis Williams will speak. Jim Hoffa from the Teamsters will speak. Our intelligence tells us right now that the speech for at least Dennis Williams is supposed to be fairly anodyne, and there's not supposed to be a lot of tough talk if he sticks to the script. If he doesn't, then we'll see. But I think, you know, we move into a new phase. I mean, the economics are what are always last in these deals. And what people need to remember is that everything is about the money. It's how you move the money around. If you give a certain base wage increase, what does that do to health care? If you sweeten health care, what does that do to wages? How do you tweak profit sharing? But at the end of the day, it's all math, and that's what they're going to be arguing about and debating.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Again, his column at DetroitNews.com and be published in the Friday edition of the paper. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you.